All right, joining us now is Marie from Indiana. Marie, welcome. How are you doing, Marie?
Wonderful. Hello, Hoosiers.
All right, let's talk about your state here.
I'm going to talk super fast because we have a bunch to go over. But the question that I get asked the most is, you're a red state, Trump won, so what's the big deal? So when you put the crossroads of America into the crossroads or the crosshairs of boo-boos, we are it. Mm. We have a problem, and we have a very, very big problem.
So explain this.
So VSTOP, this is the first in the nation a testing facility that VSTOP runs out of Ball State. They receive millions of dollars in grants. It's run by two co-directors with very sketchy ties to the UN University, to the State Department, and much more. So they provide oversight for our elections. So they enacted this new protocol. Can you read that? If these can be connected to the internet, which is a state law, it's never ever to happen, can they be disabled? So something can be disabled, can also be enabled.
Yes.
So we went to an Indiana Election Commission to talk about that. And one of the vendors testified that with an admin password, and any IT professional could do that. Hmm. So this is our amazing data analyst team. Isn't that incredible? So after we went through the R factors, Dr. Frank's models, our amazing data team, our R factors are 0.975 to 0.999. So I said, oh my goodness, let's go back over the four general elections and look at it and analyze it. Does that look like the same election? Run over and over and over. I don't have time to go over that, but you can go to IndianaFirstAction.com and watch that video.
Okay.
A senator asked us to see the differential between that and when the machines came in 2004, and we simply couldn't run that analysis because they only had 60,000 voter history files instead of millions, so we couldn't analyze it. So there's our amazing 0.975 to 0.999s. So next slide, please. Look at this thing we found from the land of the dinosaurs. Actually, this was a photo run from our Indiana
Republican. Windows 2000, if they can't see that.
That was from the convention this summer, and our team was rolling when we took this picture. Catch this. The Indiana Republican Party's platform says, we applaud past efforts by Republican secretaries of states, legislatures, and governors to ensure that Indiana is at the cutting edge of election integrity efforts nationwide, and we encourage all of you states to follow our lead.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. All right, how about this one?
Next. This is the strategic plan. This is from your NASS president from 2018 and our current Secretary of State. Does that look verbatim? Word for word. Look at all the cyber vulnerabilities. It goes over and over. And so what's incredible is when you go down in the 21 plan, a few more pages down, the Secretary of State's fix for this problem, her directive to Hoosiers, is to communicate. Communicate the safe and secure mantra from 2025 on. And she also provided and encouraged counties through state grants, because the clerks don't have any money, so let us help you, to sign contracts with FireEye.
Wow.
For our cybersecurity. Does anybody remember about FireEye? It was breached in 2020.
Wow.
Great job. She's doing a great job. You love meme wars. That was my first meme. Isn't he cute? So yes, over 950 FOIAs requested, less than 20. Safe and secure. We're just having a ball here in Hoosierland. Isn't he cute? Next slide, please. I'm running out of time. Here is the microvotes. I didn't get into that. Microvote is 63% of our state. A microvote machine is a direct recording electronic voting machine. You go boop, 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 cast. No paper. Over half of our state, we had four different vendors, and our Constitution says our election shall be free and equal. It is county to county, neighbor to neighbor. There's no equality. There's no uniformity, and that's a civil rights issue. Hmm. Okay, and so once Indiana First Action became knocking at the door, our amazing Secretary of State put this amazing section in her new admin manual. Look at that. Let me read it for you. The state of Indiana does not have a forensic audit law, and no such demand or request for such an audit shall ever be granted.
Wow.
This is not transparency. Vendor contracts that clerks are having to sign, they have to sign, and it says you guys can't look under the hood. There is no transparency. So people have a right to question it. And the one slide talked about, have faith in us. We don't know that your vote that you cast was counted correctly, but have faith. I put my faith in the Almighty, not in hackable election machines. Thank you.
Marie from Indiana. Thank you, Marie.